By 1236, Batu's forces reached the Volga River. By late 1237, Batu began picking off, one by one, the great cities of Kiev and Rus. Moscow was sacked and burned in January 1238. The capital of city of Vladimir was captured and burned to the ground in February. Kiev finally fell by storm in 1240. The only major city to avoid the doom, despair, and agony of Mongol conquest was Great Novgorod, which was farther northwest than the Mongols cared to travel. The Mongols preferred turning west to overrun Poland and Hungary. In 1241, Batu was planning attacks on Austria, Germany, and Italy when he was called home to participate in electing a successor for Ogodai Khan. By 1242, the Golden Horde's Age of Conquest was, fortunately for Western civilization, finished once and for all. Yet the Golden Horde, or the Kipchaks, as they were also known, were not interested in occupying and ruling their new conquests. Bloodthirsty as they had been during wartime, they pursued a hands-off policy after. The Rus princes were allowed to rule their own individual cities more or less as they pleased.